I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A North Carolina man allegedly stole $100 in steaks from a Walmart in Nashville, North Carolina.
I love Walmart steak, especially the thin ribeyes. I go and get those like weekly.
You a ribeye kind of lady?
Ribeye is my favorite type of steak.
And this guy made a getaway. How did he get away with $100 worth of steaks from Walmart? Well, duh. On a moped.
Oh, I thought he shoved them down his pants.
Well, no, he did, but he drove away, though, on his moped.
Nice.
Yeah, in the pouring rain, too. When the cops pulled him over, they found at least 10 packages of steak stuffed down the man's pants. The sheriff's office did not identify the man and did not say what was done with the recovered steaks.
Ooh.
All right, you're the arresting officers, and obviously you have evidence right there.
Taking them home?
I was going to say, do you take the steaks home?
Honey, for sure.
I went grocery shopping.
You can cook all that off, right? A woman in San Diego called 911 on a driver who took her spot outside a strip mall.
You know, that is so annoying.
I get you can get mad, but do we understand when and when you cannot call 911? Like, that is not a 911 emergency.
It isn't, but it feels like it in the moment.
I can't stand people that have road rage.
So what would you do? Let's say like we're coming up close and you have your blinker on to take the spot, but I'm able to wedge in there quicker. Would you be like mad? Like what would you
I
do to me?
I probably thought that like I wasn't supposed to get it. I don't really know a lot of rules of the road.
You think there's destiny when it comes to parking lot
there
spaces?
Is. It's like that was God's plan.
No, I think I'm like, oh, I probably did something wrong.
See, I'm the type of person that will drive around. I will drive and drive for like 20 minutes until I can get a front row parking spot. I will just keep driving and wait for someone to leave. I won't park far away.
See, sometimes if I get a bad parking spot, I think it's God trying to tell me that I need to walk some more to like maybe burn off some calories.
You must have been fat shamed as a child. Something's wrong with you where you're like, I need to walk more.
Not me. I'm exactly like those obese people on, what is that movie, WALL-E or whatever, that just float around in those little wheelchair scooters. That's me. I prefer the lazy life. I am a sloth in human form. And if I can avoid any physical activity whatsoever, that is what I would prefer.
The victim pulled into the spot after a truck left. Before she could get out of her vehicle, the woman blocked her in and claimed this parking space was for her. The victim refused to leave the spot, so the woman called the cops to complain. When the officers arrived, they told the woman to leave, and the victim didn't have to move from the spot. Man, wouldn't you feel like a dummy right there? You call the cops and you end up being wrong the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And our final dummy of the day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. A little creative, but still a dummy. An Austin, Texas man ended up arrested after an unsuccessful attempt at robbing a Whataburger restaurant with a pair of tongs.
Ooh.
Yeah, the 44-year-old man had trouble keeping his balance, walked into the Whataburger, probably drunk or something, and started loitering for a bit. Eventually, he grabbed a pair of metal tongs and walked up to an employee and said, "Open the register."
Have you guys ever been to Whataburger?
I have not.
I did for the first time in June whenever I was in Dallas.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
Is it worth the hype?
I don't know. But see, I'm the wrong person to ask because I get a plain hamburger with absolutely nothing on it. So it's just like the patty and the bun. There's not even cheese on it. So
I went to Panama my junior year of college, and the whole time we were so excited to try Whataburger, and we decided to do it on our way out, like leaving Panama City.
Yeah.
And I was so hungover from the night before that I couldn't order anything but a water.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I just hate how everyone says it because they say it like Whataburger, like water. When I hear it.
It's Whataburger, right?
Whataburger.
I say Whataburger, but everyone was telling me I was saying it wrong.
Well, that's just because people are from the South.
Well, it's W-H-A-T-A burger.
I know, but people don't say it like that. They say
Whataburger.
Like Whataburger.
People say like Whataburger.
Yeah.
Man, you got one of those Whataburgers.
From South.
That's how they say it instead of Whataburger. It's a very weird way. The correct way is the weird way.
Wait, it's Wada?
That's what they say.
I am confused. I have not had Whataburger,
Whataburger. You would love it.
I'm sure I would.
When you're off your diet, go there.
Well, I remember, like, I never had Chick-fil-A because I grew up in Michigan. They didn't have it there. They do now. And when I had Chick-fil-A, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to pull in. There's a Chick-fil-A. And it was worth the hype.
Oh, yeah,
like,
always.
For sure. Changed my life. Yeah, well, the dude approached, like I said, with the register open, said, give me the money, and started jabbing the person with the tongs. Like, that's going to do something. An employee saw what was happening and ended up pushing and kicking the guy out of the restaurant. He also called the cops, who picked the dude up not far from the restaurant with the tongs in hand. He was facing multiple charges. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.